It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
You'll be hearing a lot more about weather woes over the next 5 days as a big storm system moves across the country. And along its 2,500-mile journey, that storm will affect tens of millions of people, unleashing heavy snow, flooding rains, maybe even a tornado or two. The Weather Service predicts at least a dozen states will get snow, and more than 20 states will get rain from this powerhouse storm. Oh, and some places will get ice, too. Widespread air and road travel headaches and significant power outages are likely. From This Week in Agribusiness, soybeans trended higher for a 4th consecutive session yesterday, then they fell back a little bit overnight. Traders are still hungry for more details regarding the ongoing U.S.-China trade negotiations. We got very few specifics about that 90-day truce announced at last weekend's G20 summit. Chinese officials did note yesterday there is what they called a clear timeline and roadmap for moving forward. Michigan health officials have now confirmed the first case in their state of that polio-like illness that has sickened 134 people, mostly children, in 33 states. Acute flaccid myelitis affects the nervous system, causing muscles and reflexes to become weak. Now, this is the first case in Michigan, but they are investigating 7 suspect cases. While this disease is not new, there's been an increase in cases over the past 4 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tracking this, has found Texas having the most cases with 16. Colorado is second with 15. Elsewhere here in the heartland, Ohio has had 10 cases, Illinois 9, while there have been no cases of acute flaccid myelitis in either Kansas, South Dakota, or Tennessee. Hey, this is a good salary boost if you can get it. The University of Missouri has rewarded football coach Barry Odom with a new contract, pushing his pay from $2.35 million to just over $3 million a year and extending the deal 2 more years through the 2024 season. If my math is correct, that's a 30% increase in pay. That's what happens when you win 2/3 of your games and get the first national ranking in more than 3 years. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed and earn Corteva Cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.